Good afternoon, good afternoon. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. And my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm here with my little stable, my consortium of guides and angels, and all of your guides and angels as well, and higher selves, so we can talk about what it takes, the care and feeding of the vibrational being of light that you are and I am. Because we're light first, we're energy first, and we download our physical with all of its interesting reactions and desires and so on. We download that second, and a lot of us are trying to learn how to, you know, really work with the light. What does it take to absolutely get into our power? A whole bunch of you have seen The Secret, which is a great movie about creating our reality and manifesting, and a lot of us have studied that for many, many years anyway. How do you manifest the life and the reality that you believe that you want, that you believe in, that you can do? And a lot of times that means lightening up, is really getting in touch with that truly light part of your being, which is an energy part of your being. Now, this is a call-in show, and you can call in for many readings, but I tell you ahead of time that my guides and angels, when you ask questions, they show me where your energy is stuck and where you're programmed to, for example, if you're trying to create a certain reality and you keep short cheating and it's not really happening yet, they show me places in your body, mind, emotional self where your energy is running a denser frequency, and that denser frequency keeps playing out in your life. Because your life is actually a printout of all kinds of things that are registered in you. Excuse me. I'll tell you what we're doing. I'll give you the phone numbers first. You know, it's funny, I'm coughing, but Bob, the guides have been really pushing a lot of us to clear out our past, to clear out our clutter and so on. And my partner, Bob, has had a lab, a wonderful lab. He's an inventor here in San Carlos, California, but we've moved to Washington. So he's been down here sorting out his history, like 30 years of it. Plus, we always stored my stuff and some other people's stuff there. So he has spent weeks and weeks going through 30 years of his life and other people's lives. And so we're now sitting in a very empty space. Can you hear it echo? And well, it's got a few bits and pieces we have to stuff in the truck. But it's really been an interesting thing, because when you go through your past and look at the stuff that you're holding on to, it tells you a lot about some of your old reactions, your old beliefs, your old ways of being. So it's very symbolic that we're having a voice that echoes and the dust that makes me cough periodically. And we're sitting here in the very, very final stages of a huge perusal of Bob's past and dumping perhaps 90% of the stuff that was here. Would you say 90%? 70%. He couldn't let go that much, could he? That was a tease. Anyway, the guides are saying that releasing the past is crucial, because in your past, you developed beliefs and so on, and those are resonant in your stuff. Okay, so that if you're trying to create your reality and really expand into the absolutely amazing vehicle of light that you are, you're very wise to dump reflections of old consciousness, old ways of being. Now, I want to carry on with that, but I'm going to give you the numbers. This is the U.S. number, 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And all over the world, they can call on the international lines, and then it's 530-876-3222. I'd love it if you call in and we can talk about things. Now, the guides were saying at the beginning, we're talking about release, 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 release. Oh, I want to say one other thing, is when you, many of you know this, where you pull a card or you open a book in response to a question that you have, and that somehow, miraculously, that seems to answer your question, or it seems to give you a reflection on where you are at this current time and what it is you're doing. And I was just reading something wonderful, an Aurobindo book, and I have this little teeny book that I've been reading for years and years. I just open it and read a page, and it always blows my mind. And it was explaining very carefully that if you, something I've known and you know that I'm reminding you, if somebody writes a book and that person has gone through a terrific amount of self-awareness, learning, releasing the past, releasing past beliefs and becoming more and more and more authentic and truly bringing through spiritual energy and stronger concepts and so on, as you read, as you develop the question, okay, your authentic beingness is coming up through yourself and radiating with wanting to know, for example, how to be kinder, more loving, or whatever. You're already seeking that in your own vibrations. And it is natural that those vibrations seek the response in the book or the cards. Isn't that wonderful? I hadn't thought of putting it in those terms. So when you open the book, there it resonates with what your energy is calling for, which is, how do I become more peaceful, more calm, more powerful, more beloved, more loving, more whatever, even more wealthy? So you open a book by a master, and lo and behold, the resonance is responded to by that moment in time. Our energy fields are so busy. They dance out there. They attach to things. They call in things. So when you're creating your reality, take a look around you. What kind of resonances are really playing in your life? Are you finding restrictions, limitations? Are doors opening for you like mad? Do you get, most of us get some of this and some of that? Absolutely fascinating study. So let's start by clearing. Let me see. I always like to do a few exercises. I like to clear the space. Now, Bob's been doing a noble job clearing this space, but it's still got dust in it. But still, this place has housed a ton of stuff, all of which has resonances from past experiences and good stuff, bad stuff, difficult stuff, simple stuff, whatever. And so it's got lots and lots of the energies of thoughts and feelings. And if we're really smart, we will clear our space each day, or even whenever we want to create something wonderful in our lives. We really need to stop and clear the space. And it has a huge impact on your health, on your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, on your relationships, and on your ability to create your reality. So, of course, I've been doing radio off and on for years, and I always like to start with a clearing exercise. So let's do that. My favorite opener, even in my own life, is the Saint Germain Violet Flame. Saint Germain was an ascended being, which is someone who rises above the limitations of the third dimension and begins. Do you remember Jesus said in the Bible, and I'm not a great biblical person, but he said that all of these things that I do, you can do them too, or you can do them even better. But all of it takes love, and it takes discipline, and it takes connection with the greater. So that's what we're learning. And Saint Germain, as one of the ascended masters, was able to perform all kinds of miracles and teach us to do that, because he was doing it even better, maybe, I don't know. So he taught us that the violet flame, if you imagine it, you bring it through with your mind and with your heart, with your intention, and see a violet flame burning and burning in the corners of this room, your room, any room you're in, or the car, if you've got a computer in your car. Pretty unusual. And have the violet flame burn and burn and burn in the corners of your room. And as it burns and grows and burns and grows, it takes the energies of leftover thoughts and feelings and transforms them. So you burn, burn with the violet flame in the corners of your room, and have those violet flames grow more and more and more until they start moving in a circle to the left. And they dance round and round in this wonderful, vibrant circle until they take over the whole room. And there we have this great bonfire in the middle of the floor. And you jump into the bonfire and you jump up and down and get tossed around by it. And those frequencies in you, which are left over, get healed as well, or get neutralized, at least for a little time. Energy is a funny thing. Just like human beings, it doesn't want to die. It just changes form. But the thing is it will always return to where it was, but it doesn't return with as much intensity as it was before. So you can lighten your load and lighten your load and lighten your load with a consciousness of this. So let's jump around in the violet flame, and then let's get back to work here and get to work on creating a structure. Oh, I also, last week, we got blown out of the water. It was really fascinating, and I started to do a bit of a harangue. Forgive me for that. I had had some experiences with some young people, and it really flipped me out. And what I want to say, what I wanted to say last week, the guides are encouraging us to talk about again this week, which is that when we don't take charge of what we take in, then it runs us. So there's a kind of an enslavement that goes on. So let's talk about movies, or let's talk about the media. Let's talk about TV, that great old villain that we all pick on. When the TV or the movies radiate a lot of vicarious experiences that evoke in all of us really darker, more fear-based energies, they run through your body and they run through your mind. And then your mind incorporates those into its reality. And it slows things down, because when you're working with frequencies, you want to get to higher frequencies. And a lot of these are not higher frequencies. So what they were talking about is that the movies are made to make big bucks, okay? It's like putting sugar in a lot of things. It's to keep the marketplace going, because when people have a lot of sugar, they want more of it. The movies that are created to bring fear and violence to everybody. And, you know, there's studies that have been done that teach us that violence, for example, people going to war, there's an endorphin that comes up in the brain, which is released, it's a brain chemistry, which is released, which gives people a kind of a high as they're in the process of the killing. And these movies also do that. So what's really interesting is it teaches us to get the euphoric response to fear. It teaches us to get that euphoric response on a regular basis. And people can't resist it. And that's why, you know, it's really a highly marketed thing these days. It's like putting sugar in everything, because people can't resist it. So pretty much everything. And I started to whine about this last week. Not whine, but I get very distressed because I see the signs. Have you ever heard people say, how come kids are so violent these days? How come there's so much this and that? Well, you know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of money things, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of high-speed traffic, but there's a heck of a lot of running our minds and brains with that kind of drive for euphoria going on from very young ages. And people know about killing when they're very little. They've seen a lot of murders. It's really, really something. Now, the thing that I like to talk about this, it's not just to harangue about movies and television and all that kind of stuff, but it's to say that if we learn at a very young age to separate ourselves from these influences and to create the energy fields, to create the kind of energy space of preference, which is a place where the fields are cleaned up and the frequencies can move faster, and the frequencies can move higher, we will connect more and more with that part of us that is extremely wise, that really knows a lot about life and how to manifest the power in life and so on. But if we're absolutely fear-logged with stuff that's just been coming at us, we're really enslaved, aren't we? So we can watch The Secret a whole lot, but until we clear out stuff or until we realize how enslaved we can get, We don't actually feel the reality of our own manifestation. Does that make sense? So call in and tell me what's up with you. 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. Or internationally, call in on the international lines. And then it's 530-876-3222. Now, with all my talk about media and stuff, I realize that the internet is also absolutely enslaving some people, but it also is totally releasing people. Same with movies. There are certain movies that when people live vicariously through them, I don't know, there are movies like, oh, The Peaceful Warrior, I can't even think, What the Bleep. There are all kinds of movies. Apparently Freedom Writers is supposed to be very good. There's a number of movies that actually can get into our consciousness and really give us the chutzpah to really believe, to really release our resistances, our limitations, and teach us to really believe that we can actually empower ourselves and create our reality. Isn't that exciting? On the internet, for heaven's sakes, there's all kinds of people all over the world creating, connecting with each other, and it doesn't matter which countries they're from. They're connecting with each other, and they're actually creating solutions for all kinds of difficulties. So I'm not opposed to media at all. I love it, actually. I'm a real media person, especially being with somebody who's a technical wizard. You sure learn a lot about the potential of media to connect us all. It's almost like that huge, like the internet is almost like a huge, huge intuitive helmet that we all wear. It's quite interesting. It's just that, are we going to do the enslaved part, or are we going to find the bits and pieces that actually free us? And that is the possibility. Remember, it's all vibration, too, and you can really tell when you're watching something or listening to something if it lifts your vibration, if it frees you, or if it kind of locks you in and it juices your anger, fear, and so on. And if it does, your frequency goes down and you're also a little bit stuck. So think about slavery. So as we do conscious evolution, which is the other, it's another phrase talking about what we're talking about, conscious evolution requires different techniques and different systems for standing up for ourselves and really finding ways of making ourselves safe enough to center ourselves and really allow our authentic self to present. So my guides have been talking about and actually teaching us to do what they call the structures, and some of you have heard me talk about these before. We're going to do some structures which are actually geometric forms, and they're vibrational geometric forms that when they're used, they really help you to block problems, to actually create such a wonderful field around you that you can manifest more easily for yourself and for the sake of whoever you're involved in, or your family, or your country, or whatever. So why don't you all take a deep breath and relax. And we're now going to do, with the tutelage of the guides, let's all do some structures together. And we start with looking way up above our heads, perhaps a mile and a half, and see up there a radiant golden ball. You can usually feel it. When I start talking about it, I really feel it. And below the base of the spine, another golden ball. Now from the upper ball to the lower ball, drop a filament of light. And it's beautiful, and it runs right through your body. From the upper ball to the lower ball, the filament of light is gold, white gold, and almost a greenish tinge to it. I think that represents noble gases. But in any case, you might get different colors, I don't know. And then what you find around your waist, oh, they show it today. I always get it a little different, and you probably will too. What they show today is you have a circle, perhaps 8 feet in radius around your body, of these golden balls that are absolutely radiant. And they're just below the navel today. And you can feel them there. And from the upper ball down to this circle of balls, drop many, many pink filaments of light, strings of light, and so you're in kind of a cabana pointing up. And then from that circle around the middle to the lower ball, a whole bunch more strings of light, and now you're in an interesting structure. Take a few seconds or quasi minutes to feel the radiance of that structure. I find it very, very golden today. Now, whilst you're inside that structure, notice that you're in a beautiful, it's like a crystal ball, only it's etheric, and it's many, many colors. The edges of the ball touch the insides of these structures. And just feel yourself in there, the feminine energy of the crystal ball. Yes. And now move closer to where you are, which is inside the entire structure, and then you're going to be in a double tetrahedron. And that means that you're going to the top half of the double tetrahedron is a pyramid pointing up. It's a three-sided pyramid. And the lower half is a three-sided pyramid pointing down. So in essence, you're in a diamond shape, or like a diamond shape. And now we're going to spin that. Whilst you're in this double tetrahedron, it's a diamond shape. Spin and spin it. Sometimes I feel very dizzy when I spin it. And then while it's spinning, and keep it spinning, I want you to stare at a great big screen in front of you. And on that screen, place images that you're trying to create or you are creating in your life. Try isn't a word we use, is it? You're creating images in your life. I've been working with Jackie's show on Thursday nights, so I immediately go to self-love, forgiveness. What else are some of the themes that we all want? Relationship, money, your own personal journey of being authentic in your kind of world. You probably don't need me to do this. I just didn't want you to be blank. And the books we want to write, the children we want to love and laugh with and help. Yeah, and the peace we want to create in the world. But, you know, it starts with yourself. When we start realizing we can create, even for our own selves, it really is going to have a huge impact on the world. So take a few minutes and see these images play in front of you. And the more you can feel them or experience them, the more real they are, the more you'll see them in reality soon. Yeah, just a few more seconds here. Excellent. Now let's come back to center. These structures are wonderful. When you're working with the structures, perhaps if you have, I kind of hurt my back doing a lot of this hauling or something, but in any case, it's not a serious injury, but I'm going to put a structure right on the section of the back that's sore. That means as if I can clump a little part of my body, I put it in the double tetrahedron, and then I just spin it and see it being well. And for me, the way I've been taught, I feel like I need to feel it spinning. Yeah. And you can do that. Use structures around specific issues you're trying to heal. Maybe some spat you've had with someone or a court case coming up or whatever. Just go ahead and stick it in a tetrahedron. And you can do that very, very swiftly. So we were talking about being enslaved or having our minds taken over by something else, not ourselves, or not by choice. This is a style of setting up a vibrational workshop where you actually can make the choice about what it is you want to experience. It's funny that, call in. I want you to call in 877-876-5227. Getting nattery here, aren't I? Or if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. And internationally, 530-876-3222. And now let's go back into creating our reality. Let's go back into being a vibrational vehicle of light. And also finding, if you want to really take advantage of that, what are the advantages? Well, you know what? If you can get your light going, you can heal a lot of things. For example, I've healed things just for fun. I've played with little sores or little warts and things with the violet flame, and it made a huge difference. And also with various problems, to take the violet flame and run it through some part of your body that is really aching or hurting is actually a really powerful tool. And so we talk about mind enslaved. That's a mind that's starting to open up and actually create with frequency. Isn't that exciting that we have this incredible sparkling palette all around us and we don't think about it? So what you can do is bring through a frequency of your choice and your color and really apply it to whatever the difficulty is at hand. So let's take a minute. Oh, and the other thing is I wanted to say, I'm jumping around here because the guides want to do one thing, and they're talking about how you are not enslaved if you can, for example, learn to call in specific colored frequencies. So that means that when you're using your mind and your awareness of the vibrational reality of the planet, and you start calling in, so for example, I guess many of you know your chakras. So let's call in, let's just play with the chakras for a minute, and let's call in the red light. Take a deep breath. And let's call in the vibrant red vibration. And then apply it as if your mind is a focus tool, and you're applying it directly to your base chakra at the base of your spine. And then with that calling in of the red light, keep pointing it into the base chakra until your base chakra gets brighter and brighter red. As most of you already know, the base chakra is all about how we're programmed. It's genetic programming. It's subconscious. It's unconscious. It's really ancient lineage programming. It's tribal programming. And it's also real doubts about the truth of how we handle money and so on. It's creating our financial base and so on. So when you bring in red light from the universe and you shoot it into that base chakra, and you can learn to brighten your chakra and brighten your chakra and brighten your chakra, you'll notice that what plays out in your world is going to be much more potent and much more up to you. So let's call in the red light again and focus to the base of your spine. Good. And now let's call in the orange light. What does it feel like? Let's call in the orange light and focus it into your belly. And how does that feel? Does it feel just like the red? Some of you will notice right away. Some people don't feel it right away. But just pay attention for a second. What's the experience that happens when you bring in the orange light? Do you feel kind of a wetter feeling, a slower feeling? What do you feel? Fill your belly with orange light. This is where everybody else's influence and your influence come together. And that houses everything that's left over, whether it's karma, old food, your parents' influence, teacher's influence, sexual exchanges, and so on are all sitting in there. So what you want to do is bring in a really bright, clear orange light, feel it, and have it just charge that belly area and really open it to a bright light. And now let's bring in the yellow at the solar plexus, yellow like the sun. Solar, and bring in the yellow light, because this is where you want to empower yourself, bring your own personal power forward into the world. And a lot of us are kind of cluttered away as far as personal power goes. For example, if we're movie enslaved or media enslaved, our personal power is underneath some kind of fear or some kind of defense. It's not really a personal power anymore. You understand? Your personal power is the thing that you bring forward. Quite often it has to be done consciously, although there are those people who are kind of born with a radiant charisma and they have their own personal power right there. But a lot of us have to kind of bring it up and really shine it up and use it. Now focus on green. Let's draw the green light into your chest. And that's where we experience courage, inspiration, and love. And we just open and open to filling your chest with green light. And use the green light to dust off and brighten up all the old despairs and leftover sadnesses. Just fill your chest with green. Now, what does that vibration feel like? Does that feel cool or hot? Is it sparkly or soft? For me, it's got a really interesting sparkle, but it's also got a sweet softness to it. And it's a real healing color. And now move to your throat. Remember, your throat is where you synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've been and everywhere you're going, where your will and the will of God squeeze, wrings wisdom out of experience, and it all shows up in your words. And your words drip with vibration. Your words are vibration. And who you are and what you've transformed is available for everyone to hear and experience as soon as they hear your words. So let's take this blue color and really bathe and soothe this throat chakra. Fill it with this blue color. I know it's supposed to be kind of a radiant turquoise eggshell. However, when I was first opening up, and that's another thing we want to talk about, when I was first opening up, I used to find mine would go into this really royal blue color. And you know what? I let it. When it came up as a royal blue, I would just keep running it as a royal blue, and I would let it be as bright as it could be. And the trick to me is when you're working with colors in your body, they can change and be different than what I tell you, but they need to be bright. And our job is to brighten them up because that enhances the frequency, and that brings the light forward. All right, let's move. Oh, we have to do a little bit more on the throat. Let's take blue, blue light, blue radiant light, and move it into the throat chakra. That's it. Good. Now move into your forehead, and we're going to take indigo, which is a deep, deep purple, and just bring that indigo light in from the universe and fill your forehead. It's actually into the center of your brain. And that's going to increase your seeing and knowing and understanding. That's your sixth sense. It's when you're going to get more visions. Yeah. You know what you can do is take also that purple light and run it through your whole body and then bring it back up to your forehead, to into your brain. And then move your attention to the top of your head, to the crown chakra, and use the violet and see a great violet light at the top of your head. And that's where you bring in support. The unseen, God, guides, angels, and higher selves. And you're bringing violet in through the top of your head. And can you feel that? Can you feel your crown chakra wiggling away there, trying to open up to it? So there you have it. Now wrap your body in violet light. And now you're ready to be authentic. What do you do with that? Well, it's really interesting. If you want to think for yourself and you want to experience for yourself, you want to know how you feel and think at any given moment. And the way we run energy through our body, half the time we do not know what we think and feel. We're running someone else's projection. We're doing projections. We're running somebody else's feelings. So, like, for example, in my work, I like to get people to bring up, say, a particular subject. Let's bring up a victim, okay? If you want to create your reality, you can't live in a victim consciousness. A victim consciousness says, this stuff happens to me, that stuff happens to me, and if it's the old religious times, we just go, well, that gets me closer to God because I'm suffering like mad, holy mackerel. So let's bring up, and that means ask yourself to feel in your body all the energy that comes from victims. So say, and you also want to wrap yourself in light. Because when we do this kind of energy work, you don't want to bring in everybody else's fields. So wrap yourself in light. Good. And then call up victim. I want to feel what a victim I am. Just call it up. What happens in your body and where does it act out? Is it in your hands? Is it in your upper thighs? Is it in your throat? Exaggerate it. Always exaggerate it. Good. Just exaggerate it. And then ask for help from your guides and angels as you command total release of that energy now. Total release of that energy now. And you can also take a light gargle and just swish yourself out with light. Because the thing is, if you keep calling it up and feeling it, you're going to know where it is in your body, and you're going to begin to recognize, maybe instantaneously, when it rises up in your body again because of life experiences. Now then we have the other thing, is if we don't know that we have victim in us, and then we're hanging around with a bunch of people, then very often we draw, because you've got some victim in you and I got victim in me, all of a sudden we start drawing each other's energy, and it's a bit like the movies. We start drawing each other's victim energy and we're both running the same thing. And that's the thing that we're trying to break now too. So here's a really fun exercise. If you find yourself in a, not just this, not where you're just running someone else's energy, but this is an example. where you're both feeling really sad and you're both down in the dumps, or else you're in a combative conversation, or else you're afraid of someone, or else you're afraid of yourself and your reactions. The guys are talking about this one, which is really fun. Just imagine setting up a great cyclone of light. And we can be doing this quite often, actually. You can be sending these little cyclones here and cyclones there. Nobody knows, but they should feel good. They should be cyclones in your mind's eye of colors that you might choose. I often see them as kind of golden. Golden touches people and lifts their heart. White is very self-protective, and that can be really good, too. I mean, it can be a very good... But white stops the interactive feelings or the kind of loving feelings more than the golden does. The golden is love, and the golden is mutually supportive. So you can imagine you're talking to somebody, and you've got all these people that are bickering, and they're mad at you for whatever reason, and or else you're feeling out of it, or you're feeling like nobody's there for you, and you're feeling victimized, and so on. Then you start doing this. You set up these golden, cyclonic flames, and they can be violet flames too. You set them up between you and the people. And you can set them up in your mind's eye to run around people and so on. And it's amazing how things will simply change. You will feel different because you're not being victimized and you're not being enslaved. So, let's see now. Nobody's calling in, so I'm going to start doing readings of people that are not calling in but are listening. Now, I have, I can see somebody out there who's got a terrific... Okay, here's an interesting one. Here's a woman, and she's swallowing. The guides show that she's got so much pressure in her throat and neck. It's incredible. Now, if you know about the body metaphor, where the body files, you know, when you have emotions and so on, take victim, which we just talked about, and you don't want to deal with it, you file it in certain places, okay? It'll be different for you than me, but we do have sort of a general pattern of where we file things. And when I see victim, I see people very often file it in the belly area, which is in the subconscious, and in the sternum area, the chest, and in the throat, and so on. Anyway, the woman I'm reading on is, she's got a huge amount of dark energy around her throat. And what she's got is something about being, it's the funniest thing. I feel like I look at her and she's got a really interesting way of seeing life. But, ooh, we got a caller. Great. I'll just finish reading on this person who's out there probably blushing right now, and then I'll take your call. Okay, so she's got an interesting viewpoint of life, but she doesn't express it. And, you know, the neck is where we hold consciousness of self. So very often when things are really blocked at the throat and neck, it's how I'm creating wisdom out of life experience. And who am I anyway? I haven't turned that. So I'm going to continue with our mythical character or the person whose life I'm sneaking in on as soon as I've taken this call. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi.
Veronica, I have spoken to you before, and I just wanted to call in because nobody else was calling in.
What's your first name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
This is Jamie, and I'm in L.A.
Oh, great. Jamie, what do you have to say today? What would you like to talk about? And I appreciate your call.
Thank you. I don't know. I just thought I could use a reading. I'm in a pretty hefty transition right now.
You are, aren't you?
And so I just thought a reading might be fun.
Well, you know what's interesting about you? First of all, you have a lot of light. But there's something, are you changing jobs? There's just something about the way you're approaching. Have you seen The Secret, Jamie?
I have.
Do you like it?
I did, and I actually liked it a lot and then became involved in some pretty deep debate about it, and so I'm a little even cynical about it, but I still ultimately enjoyed it and liked the message.
Oh, well, let's talk about the cynical part in a bit, but what I want to say is, the reason I brought that up is because energetically you're going forward, but you're holding back really hard. So I don't know if you're changing jobs, is that it?
I could be changing just about everything.
Yeah, because but do you see what I'm trying to say is that there's a part of your light that is really controlled by you. Like you're afraid. I was doing this mythical woman at home who I was sneaking up on and saying she was not expressing herself. Well, it's not like that with you, but you're like saying, I'm going forward, but a part of you is going, well, I'm not really, or I really don't want to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And that part of you is fairly tense about yourself, and yet your light is so precious. It's wonderful. So do you want to ask a more specific thing, and we'll see if we can unhook something for you?
Sure, I can pull a question out. I could be moving just about anywhere. I'm just really ready to move on, literally, and...
But you're not sure at what?
But I'm not sure where. I have a vision that I'd like to ultimately support, but I'm not sure if where I need to move is going to be the location for what I want to do, or if the next place I'm going
to And when you say live. Need to move, is it something you're being sent to?
No, I'm not being forced out of my home by any means. I've just been here for a couple of years, and I'm ready to be on my own.
Okay. Are you leaving a partnership?
No, I've been living with my dad, and my partnership is with my boyfriend, and he is sort of unclear about being in the relationship, so I need to kind of move on.
So is that kind of, are you reluctant? Because I just get this interesting reluctance in you, and if I were to be a psychic, I would say to you, all of a sudden, you're going to, it's almost like you turn around fully, and all of a sudden you go, I've got it, and I'm going. And you're in L.A. right now, but I think you're going to move east, and maybe, I don't know where to. Do you have any desire to go to something like Texas or Nevada or something?
It's funny, this morning I thought about going to Nevada, but it would be either Portland or here in L.A., most likely.
Or L.A.?
Yeah, or just stay here and get my own place.
I feel like you need to have an adventure. Are you going on a holiday?
I'm sorry?
I think what's going to happen, the way it's going now, is something is going to create a break in you, like not a nasty break, but you're resisting really. Maybe it's a malaise, or I'm tired of all this, or I don't know what it is I want or something. But when that breaks, you look like you just go, and you go for a different job, and I doubt that you'll still be in L.A., and it looks like it's really exciting. It's very, very creative. And you've got a new partnership coming up with a male at, I'm not good at time, or the guides are not good at time. I like to blame them if I can. That puts us back on the victim discussion, doesn't it? But, and then you have a whole new partnership. And I think you might be in a position of being twirled in your lifetime so that you can have that one. But you have some time. There's a time frame here. Now, what can we do about it? We could say I could move the energy of resistance. It's not really resistance. It's sort of a malaise. It's a lack of interest or something. Do you understand what
it
I mean?
Yeah, it feels like not wanting to have to make the decision about what to do. Just sort of just playing the waiting game. And when I, feel like I could just be making a decision.
I don't know. I don't think you... You know what's really cute about this story? This is like a really beautiful illustration of the fact that sometimes we don't make our real decisions until there's a clearing that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a big clearing coming up. Do you meditate and do a workout or something?
I do.
Okay. What kind of... what do you do with your mind while you're working out? I want you to fling stuff off. Working out. Do you do a physical workout, an active physical workout?
Oh, like when I'm getting exercise?
Yeah.
What do I do with my mind? I actually usually keep a pretty meditative state of mind, just kind of going moment to moment. But
okay,
workout issues. Sometimes I think about what's going on. I don't really use it intentionally.
Well, it's so funny because I feel like you're going to shake off a kind of a shell or something that's around you. It's just at the front of you. And all of a sudden it's like, boing, I know what I'm going to do. I want to do it. And you'll be wanting to. And your partnership, I believe you have a new partner coming up. And he comes up soon after you decide about the job change. It may not be the entire job itself. You know, do you like what you do? Because it may not be the exact job that changes. It's just where you do the job that changes.
I love what I do, but what I want to create is sort of an evolution from that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're going to do that, but it's like how to do that, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it's going to rise. We were talking about the authentic self. And what we forget is that the authentic self has a whole lot of wisdom, and it has all kinds of things it wants to get done. And it seems like it pops up in you, and that's why I asked about a workout. It seems like you're going to move around or dance or stuff, and all of a sudden, ba-doing, there it is. You're going to feel like, wow, I know what I want to do. What do you think of that?
Well, I feel like I do know what I want to do. I just don't know what the next step is to make that happen.
Okay, well, for me, when I look at this, the next step is something like dancing. Is get out of your head, get away from yourself, you know, get releasing or something, because it just looks like all of a sudden, bang, you just know. And
great.
That
sounds wonderful.
Well, it looks to me like it's a very strange, we make so many decisions in a non-linear way, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's a non-linear decision or a non-linear step. I'd say get out of your next step is to get out of your way.
Okay.
So you want to stay in L.A.? Because I think you're going to move away from L.A.
I can rationalize good reasons for staying here, but I really don't want to stay here.
Yeah, well, I think you're leaving. And I think that wherever it is you're going to have a really interesting, I don't know, it's like, are you in your own business? Because it's like a very small connection with some people.
Yeah, I do work for myself, but what I want to do involves creating a community and creating a, you know, collaboration with other people.
Do you already have several people? Well, anyway, you're going to have several people that you'll do that with, the collaboration part, and then things go from there. And I believe you'll have a new partnership with a man very soon after you make the decision exactly what it is you're doing. You said you've already decided, but I feel like there's something that's not decided yet.
Well, I've already decided ultimately, you know, what my vision is that I'm going to eventually be able to manifest, but
right.
The whole indecision is about just what to do next, so I guess that will come in the clearing.
I think it's just waiting, and it's not waiting. I want you to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they just keep showing you, moving around like mad.
Hmm.
And that's your next step is like, I think this, you're depressed about the partnership, are you?
Well, I don't know about depressed, but disappointed for sure.
Are you surprised?
And I'm not surprised.
Okay. It just seems like that's created a slab of frequency at the front part of your whole being that is preventing you from it makes you feel a little bit inert where you would normally be quite active about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right. Was there anything else? Well, I really appreciate your call because it certainly spruces things up for me when I don't have to monologue.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Well, and tune us in and let us know what you're doing later.
I will.
Thanks, Jamie.
I will. Thanks, Veronica.
Have fun.
Bye.
Now, that's really interesting. I forgot to ask her about the secret and what was the cynical discussion. And what I heard recently was some people talking about it, I think on television, they were talking about it in the Good Morning Show or something, saying that all of this is well and good, but their made the movie too expensive, and their way of marketing it was, you know, because they're not putting it through, they're not giving deals to bookstores and so on. They're not giving them the normal markup. And so if a bookstore sells The Secret, they sell it for what they pay for it. And there's a lot of talk that there's a kind of a greedy aspect to The Secret. So I don't know how anybody feels about that. Or if you have other discussions on The Secret, I'd love to have your call, 877-876-5227. I'm sitting here in an empty locker talking about how what's really interesting is you can't create without emptying. Because if we create, if you want to create your reality from where you're full of old reactions, the old reactions themselves reach out and attract matching energies, which slows down the vitality of your own creation. So that's pretty interesting. So I want to finish the reading that I was doing with the woman with the neck. The weird thing about that is that I know what it is. She's not, if we're talking about being authentic, amongst other things. And what she is doing is trying to be right or trying to behave herself in a way that she's been taught that you're supposed to be. And what I'm seeing is she has this huge dark thing holding on her neck. It's like an energy pattern. I would suggest she probably has a low thyroid. She's probably got a sore, I would say, left shoulder, although sometimes I mirror people, so it could be her right shoulder, but it's like from the neck right over to the shoulder. There's this tension and there's this soreness. But the interesting thing about that is that she's one who has all that kind of energy block there because she's not really expressing who she is. She's trying to be a really good person. And to be a really good person and not be authentic is a problem. Have you ever been in a group of people where you wish people would just be who they really are? If we're really authentic, the juice that comes through us and the ways that we can create our reality is a lot more stunning. And not only that, when you're authentic, I have clients who go, well, if I'm really myself, I might not be nice. I go, yeah, you're nice. Most of our deeper, authentic, non-reactive, non-contrived because of society's kind of nature, you know, we have all these reactions that come. Most of us are really, like, very loving, very pure characters who really here for, what is a human being here for? We're here to create and to experience. And to be a, an experience, another experience of God is what I've heard, is that we're a divine experience. We're coming here to see what can be done and to learn to help each other and to go through some dark and some light and to heal and all of that kind of stuff. And yet this whole thing about being, conscripted by movies or fashion or whatever and not actually expressing who we are gets in the way of that amazing knowing, the knowing that we are in truth these amazing beings and vehicles of transformation, which takes me back to our mythical character. That I look at her and I want to shake her. I want to say, come on out. I can see you standing there and not really participating in the world that's sitting around you. I feel like when I look at her, I feel that there's a light in her and it's not coming forward, and that she's going to find, it's very interesting, I can't quite see, but there's something to do with her husband, her partner, who is not pleasing her, but she's living that kind of relationship where, you know, you're doing the right thing and so on. But what's interesting to me is it's really trapping energy in her body, and she has a lot of body pain. So if she called in, we'd be running energy. Maybe we'll do this anyway. Let's everybody focus on any part of your body, okay, that feels a certain kind of tension right now. And let's see that energy, right, as a block. Let's see the energy that should be moving through your body as blocked. And where it's blocked, you get all kinds of body pain, or you get emotional pain, actually. Any kind of pain you can imagine, you get spiritual pain. But I want to send energy to this woman that I started talking about. And how about we all do that? How about we do some energy work together? Let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and higher selves. Let's call in the presence, and then let's call up a beautiful green energy and feel it in your heart and feel it build up and run through your body. And feel it coming through your hands. And then let's send it to, you want to send it to yourself. which you can do, or send it to someone who's suffering or whose energy is blocked somehow. And I'm going to send it specifically to this woman that I've been looking at and trusting that her neck and shoulder will release. But they'll only release permanently if she actually releases the block against being anything besides what she thinks she ought to be. So in any case, let's send some green, loving, creative, healing energy all together to someone of your choice. You can also send it to yourself. Say you've got a sore shoulder, just hold your hands out and then back them up a little bit so the green energy goes right to your shoulder. And I'm sending it off to this wonderful being who has no idea how light and bright her authentic nature is. That's it. So let's just send that energy out. And when you do, very often things will change. Now remember, when you want to send energy, you call it in the name of higher guidance, Mother, Father, God, Creator, Spirit, whoever you talk to, the universal wisdom, love, and send it to either yourself, yeah, or others. And you know what's interesting about that? I can really feel the energy building up, so some of you are really at this and doing a great job. Good. And now while we're at it, let's send it off to political situations. I always like to send a little bit over to the White House, to Mr. Bush, that he feel the presence of transformation, that he feel the presence of peace for all humanity. And let's send it over to Iraq, where there's also so much infighting as well as people fighting with our country. Yeah. And let's just send it all around the world and see yourself soothing troubled spots with this. If we all sent energy on a regular basis, we would be much calmer, and also so would be a lot of the combative parts of our nature. We have great capacity to do this. Good work. So come back into this place. What time is it? Oh, so we're just about done. Thank you for your call, Jamie. And it was wonderful speaking to all of you. And I wish more of you'd call in, because that makes my work a lot easier. That means I'm a bit lazy today, I think. Remember, clear your clutter. Clear out the past. Because the guides keep saying that, and I started saying this and didn't finish it, that there's so much old energy attached to a lot of our old stuff, it can literally make us ill or drain our energy fields. And it drains you so much that you can be unwell. We don't think of that. We think of stuff as separate from our body, but indeed it can. So let's use this as a theme and clear up our past in the physical, mental, emotional way. And I will see you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Email me if you like, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle, ENTWISTLE. That's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you. I will also be on Jackie Salvitti's show at 8 p.m. on BBS Radio on Thursday evening. And they're going to do the sacred dispensation to release shame. And I've loved talking to you, and I'd love to hear your ideas on what you would like to learn about or hear about or talk about on Radiance by Design. Many, many blessings, and thanks, Dawn, for all you do.